Hi everyone. In this video, we will talk about Azure App Service in depth. This is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. I'm Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. So the App Service is a cloud app service that integrates everything you need to build quickly and easily web, mobile, an API application for any platform or any device. So if you are thinking building a website, web application, an API, or a backend for your mobile app, so the app service should be your choice. Because by provisioning the app service is a cloud application service that can scale, you can secure, and you can manage it easily through the Azure portal. So the app service basically allow you to build different types of application, not just web. It's even mobile backend or even APIs. Definitely the app service, you can use different programming languages. So you can use .NET, Node.js, PHP, Python, Java, or any supported programming languages. And you can use your favorite IDE to build the app service in Azure. And then once you basically done with development and you would like to depublish your app service, you will be able to take all the basically take benefits of all out of the box feature that we have on Azure portal, and basically you can scale up or down on managed security or configuration or troubleshooting for your app service through the portal. And also, if you are building a mobile app, a lot of users that are asking for, how can I build push notifications for my mobile app? So the app service, you just need to build, basically you have to provision a mobile app service, and basically this allows you to basically create a push notification no matter if you are building an iOS, Android, or even a universal Windows 10 app. So Microsoft has created a website that allows you to basically provision an app service in three steps. So the first step is basically selecting the application type. So as we mentioned that the Azure App Service has four types. One is the web application, which is a standard web application that you want to basically provision. Again, you can use Node.js, PHP, to build a web application or Ruby on Rails. In addition to .NET, you can even build a mobile app, which is a backend for your mobile application, API application if you want to build a pure RESTful API. So you're going to go with this option, API app, or the Logic API if you would like to build a workflow application that basically integrates from, for example, data from different sources and you want to do some processing on it, so you go with the Logic app. So this is the first option, which is selecting the application type. So the second option is, once you select the application type, the application, the website gives you all the available templates. So for example, if you select the web application, it will show you, oh, you want a Node.js or a TypeScript application template. So once we create the application type, the website already preloaded with the application templates that you can pick. So once you select the template, the application, basically the website provides you with a temporary URL for your website. So you see here, even in the screenshot on the screen, that basically the website has created a temporary URL that's available for you up to 24 hours. And basically, you can basically copy the code. You can use Visual Studio Online or even download the application content, or even use a publishing profile if you want to publish it from Visual Studio, or even basically integrate with your Git repository. So basically, you can take the code and edit it. So basically, you take the template out of the box. So this is the scenario. So you already provisioned the application, which is a shell, which doesn't have anything. So you want to basically write code and see the update. Basically, if you like using Git, so basically you have a URL for the remote repo that you can connect to it, and you can update and comment changes to it, and you will be able, by clicking on the site that has been generated for you, you'll be able to see your changes. So this is basically the easiest way to basically try out Azure App Service in three steps. And if you go basically the URL on the screen, which is tryappservice.azure.com. So this is the URL that if you go to it right now, you'll be able to try the Azure App Service, and you can check out what types of application you can try on Azure for free up to 24 hours. And you can basically have a sense of what kind of feature that we give you out of the box and how easy it is to provision application on Azure. So let's look at this website. So I'm going to go to tryappservice.azure.com. Tryappservice.azure.com. So I'll be able to go to the website that I was showing to you on the website. So you go here, you see that the three steps. So you see here that you can create a web application, you can create a mobile application, you can select an API app or a logic app, and each one of these types of application, it will basically decide in the next step, will basically load it up with some predefined templates. So let's go ahead and click on web application and go ahead and click on next. So once we click on next on the web application, you're gonna see all types of application. You can go with the empty sites or basically ASP.NET with Azure Search integrated or a starter a site template for ASP.NET, Java Coffee Shop, Express.js, MVC, or we can go ahead and create an empty site. So let's go ahead and click. So this is the next step, which is selecting a template. Once we click on create, it basically can ask you basically login first to create an app. So basically this will be provisioned under your account. So you can log in with each one of these accounts. So let's go ahead and click on Microsoft account. I want to log in with Microsoft account. And then you will see here the link that the application has been created for you. And if you click on here, that the site is up and running. And basically all the options here, if you want to edit the application on Visual Studio Online, or if you want to download the web application content, if you want to download the publishing content so you can publish it from Visual Studio, or even you can use any development IDE to use Git to push the comment basically or commit changes to the code repository. And here basically, if you want to extend it, you can extend it up to 24 hours. So this is basically shows you that even if you don't have an Azure subscription, you should be able to try out the Azure App Service for free. So as we have shown earlier in this presentation, that if you don't have an Azure subscription, still you can try the Azure App Service for free. But for most of the professional users and companies and most of the Microsoft partners that they have already an Azure portal, you still be able to basically provision an Azure App Service to build your web applications, API application, logic application, mobile app applications through the Azure portal. So if you go to the new portal and you click on web and mobile, you will see the same four application templates is already, or basically the application types that we have already available for you on the Azure portal. So you'll be able to see the web application, the mobile application, the API application, and the logic app. So if you see here, basically it's the same application types that you can build that we have shown to you on the app service site that we showed to you earlier if you don't have an Azure subscription. But if you do have Azure subscription, you can go ahead and go to the Azure portal and you'll be able to provision all the application types that we have mentioned earlier. So here we'll talk about once you provision an app service in Azure, there are a lot of intelligent solutions and intelligent basically features that comes out of the box with it. So it's not about pushing code and you basically struggle to scale the application, or it's hard to troubleshoot if there's a problem, or if you want to scale it up, all these options that comes along with the Azure App Service. So that's why we recommend if you are trying to build any solution with Azure, you try with the App Service, make a full capacity, make the useful, make use of all the features that we have and all the useful features that we have out of the box. And if it doesn't work, or basically you need more control, so in this case, you can go with the virtual machine option. But the Azure App Service will go through all the features that comes out of the box. So the first thing is the support and troubleshooting. So if you select the app service that you provision on Azure, so you will see a section called support and troubleshooting that gives you logs, that you give you check the health for the application. You can troubleshoot if there is any issues. And also you can support, basically you can submit a support ticket. So that's all for any app service that you provision within Azure. And also, if you look at the second screenshot, that you will see that you will be able to scale up or down, and even you'll be able to scale out by provisioning number of instances, for example, when you hit, for example, 80% compute power. And all these features about the scaling or scalability or even troubleshooting and support that comes with the app service. So also, if you want to once you provision an app service. So also it comes with it, with any app server that you provision Azure, there's a Kudu service that you can provision, or basically you can access easily by adding SCM to your website URL. So for example, if your website is, for example, my demo site, AzureWebApplications.net. So when you go to the website, just after your website name, which is my demo site dot, just before Azure websites, you just can add .scm.azurewebsites.net. So here you will be able to access the Kudu service. So also we have a very intelligent continuous integration where the code can be automatically be pushed from your code repository, even if it's not a Microsoft code repository. So for example, some customers that are using Visual Studio Team services or OneDrive or local Git repository or GitHub, Bitbucket, Dropbox, if you are using any one of these code repository, you will be able to automatically push code that when you commit changes, these code, a backend job will basically get the latest, compile the code and push it to the Azure App Service. Also, we give you access for the FTP client. So if you would like to access your app service through the FTP client, still you'll be able to basically set up the deployment credentials to basically that to share with your team if you want to access the FTP, access your web application or the API through an FTP client. Also, one of the greatest features that we have with the app service, the ability to create deployment slots. So the deployment slots, think about it, like I created my website or my web application that's my demo site. So my demo site, I need to have a deployment slot for the development edition and for the UAT, for the staging and for production. So you can easily manage the deployment slots. Each one of these deployment slots will have basically a unique URL and even will have a unique settings. So you will be able to basically have a different version of your website based on the stage of your web application. So for example, every daily, you know, build, you can push the code in development so the QA team comes next day, and if they give you the green light for this build, you can push it to the QA, and then you can push it from the QA to the staging, and you can push it then from the staging to production, and therefore it's much easier for you to manage the code through the deployment slots, so because it's self-contained within the app service that you provision. And also, if you are using Visual Studio Online or Visual Studio Team services, you can integrate all the features that we have on the build server within the app service that you have in Azure. So we have also some cool features also when you provision app service. For example, that you can provision all the virtual network configuration. You can even connect to a hybrid connection, so you can connect to an on-premise network that you have. Also, you can manage custom domains within your app service and even SSL certificate. Even you can schedule backups, which is a major need for a lot of companies that they want to have a schedule, let's say daily or weekly or bi-weekly backups for the stuff that we push to the cloud. So you can even, you know, manage the scheduled backup, and you can drop it either in an FTP or an account or a storage account or somewhere else as you need, but it's the cool thing is how to automate it and to schedule the automated backups. And this comes, by the way, not just for the app service, even for any, if you provision any database as well, you'll be able to schedule the backup. So let's jump in and work with the app service setting that we have in Azure Portal. You will see here that I have a few things that I have provisioned under my account. So here we're gonna go ahead and provision an app service within my subscription. So I'm going to go ahead and click on new. And then you will see all the options here, the compute, web and mobile data storage and all the other options that we have. So I'm going to go ahead and click on web and mobile. And you will see here the four app basically types that you can build with Azure App Service. So you will see here that the web application, if you want to build any secure and flexible web application, mobile app, API app and logic apps. So I'm going to go ahead and click on web app. So let's give it a unique name. So I'm saying here it's Azure App Service in Depth 1. So it's a unique. So here you can select the subscription. You can even here select a resource group. So let's create a one. It's called demo. So resource group called demo, and then the service plan location, Let's go with what we have right now. And then I'm going to go ahead and click on new, create. So once I go and click create, it will take basically a couple of minutes to provision that web application, and then I'll be able to access. So you see here that there is a progress bar, and there's a progress icon here that the web application that's being provisioned. And once the application, in a couple of minutes, the application will be provisioned. And then we're going to go ahead and check out all the feature that comes out of the box with Azure App Service. So you see here that the application has been, the Azure App Service in-depth one has been provisioned. I can click on the link to make sure that it's up and running. So you will see here that the application will be up and running here. And definitely it's going to be just a, you know, a simple website, which is an empty. So I'm going to go ahead and go through all the features that we have described in this video. So the first thing here that you see under the support troubleshoot, that you'll be able to have troubleshooting. You'll see all the troubleshooting features, and you'll be able here. So you can see, you can click or okay, I want to check, for example, the live HTTP traffic to see what's happening on my website. Or I can select, for example, the audit logs to see all the logs that I have on the web application. I can check the health for the application to see what's the status for the web app so far since I provisioned it. And that's a good thing to check from once in a while just to make sure that everything is up and running. And even you have here an option to, if you would like, if there's an issue that you can't figure it out, you'll be able to submit a request, a support ticket to Microsoft. Here, basically, we have some general settings. So quick start and properties and application setting. I'm just going to take a moment and show you here the properties. So here, the properties, it will show you all the information about this is the URL. This is the outbound IP. This is even the FTP. If you want to access the FTP, this is the FTP URL. And it gives you all the information about the application that has been provisioned. And here, if you want to manage all the settings or you want to override settings that you have, so you will be able to provision all the settings or override settings that you have already in the, if you already have it in the, in your local and you want to provision it here, you will be able to add settings as well. So you can basically enable or disable the remote debugging. You can, you know, select which platform, if you want to enable the WebSockets or not. All the features you will be able through the application settings. So the application service plan, as we have seen on the presentation, that you will be able to scale up or scale out. So in the scale up, basically, you can say, oh, I don't want to go with the premium one, which is one core with 1.75 GB of RAM. So I want to go with the core two. So this is how you can scale up the resources that you have allocated for the web application. And by the way, this is recommended. If you want to see all the options, you can click on the view all, and you will be able to see all the options that we have on the portal. So this is how you can scale up. And the scale down as well. And yeah, if you don't want it, it basically will prompt you if you change something and you haven't hit save or select. So I basically ask you, you'd like to save. I say, no, I don't want to select because I don't want to basically save the changes. So I'm fine with that. So here, let's go to the scale out. So when you click on the scale out, so you will be able to configure, you know, when and how would you like to scale out when there is a workload on your web app, on the web application. So you can say an instance that I enter manually or the CPU percentage. So you can say here, if the CPU percentage, the target is 80%, I want you to, so this is the target that you want, and I want to add more. For example, I want to add, let's say, two instances or three instances. So this is the target range as well. So you can say, how would you like to scale out that your web application? And even if you want to change the app service, you will be able to do this. So here, even if you want to schedule the backup, so you can click on the backup here. And you can say, oh, I want to. So basically, to backup, you have to basically set up your storage, use storage, and then put the schedule, even the database. It will be, everything will be backed up for you. And even there's a lot of other options here about the publishing, continuous deployment. I was showing to you here in the presentation that a lot of people, they ask, oh, I would love to push code from my OneDrive, so you'll be able to push it from OneDrive or GitHub or Bitbucket or Dropbox or any other code repository here. And even the deployment, so the deployment credentials here, if you want to set up a username and password for the FTP. So if you want to use any FTP client and you want to access the FTP access the web application through the FTP, you can set up the deployment credentials. So, or you can go to the deployment slots, and here you can define different deployment slots. So for example, I want to create a dev deployment slot, and you can say, oh, do you want to copy the configuration or you want to don't clone anything? So I'm going to get, no, I don't want to clone any settings because I want to start from scratch. There's no settings, so I'll be able to go to each one of these deployment slots and I'll put the settings as I want. For example, the connection string or any other settings that we have. So we can say here, I have another one, which is staging. So I'm going to call the STG and don't clone anything. So we have development and we have staging. So this is how, think about it. So we already have the one which is production, and we have the same URL dash dev or dash staging or dash QA, and that's all, you know, different, you know, application, different basically slots, has its own settings, has its own properties as well. So if you see, I clicked here on the dev instance. So literally it's a brand new, Azure App Surface in Depth. It's the development instance. And here you can do the same settings that we were talking about scalability, settings, any type of things. You'll be able to set up the configuration for each one of these deployment slots. So let's go back to the original one. So I'm going to go to the app service. One, I click on the app service, and I like to go to the settings. So the settings already open automatically. And then you have the publishing, and here if you want to custom domain and SSL, if you want to configure the traffic routing, or even if you want to set up the networking, either through the virtual networking or through the hybrid networking, so you will be able to set up all of that through the same settings. So here I will go ahead and say, so here, if you want to set up the networking as well, so this is how you set up the networking if you want to connect with a different virtual network within your Azure subscription, or even if you want to connect with a hybrid subscription. And even here, if you want to include any web job within your web, within your app service, you'll be able to do that as well. So that's one of the great features that you can include for your Azure app service, that you can even include web jobs as well. I hope this video was useful for you. Feel free to drop me a message if you have any questions. This is my Twitter handle @MustafaAlZoghbi, and this is my blog URL, MustafaAlZoghbi.com. Thank you.